find an object in your environment. It doesn't have to be your favorite object, but an object that you like, that you have some affinity for. Like, I have a pen right here that's really, I've been writing a lot of letters to Georgia with this pen. I like it. I'm going to use that as my object. And just see if you can set it in your field of vision so you can really behold and investigate it. So let's just come into our body for a minute. You can find your breath or find sensation. The touch of your palms on your thighs or feeling of the pelvis grounding. So let's just begin to examine the object. Just hold it. Notice what labels come up for the object. Perhaps like my F.A.O. Schwartz story, this object, there's stories around it, memories, maybe not. Just really start looking into the relative truth of the object, the thing itself. What its use is, what its meaning is, without trying to deconstruct it in any way. Now let's just see if we can deeply examine the object to overcome fixation. You can think about the different materials, the building blocks of the object. Can examine this object as impermanent. So, can you remember a time before this object existed? And can you imagine this object falling apart, breaking, ceasing to exist, moving out of your possession? And that opens us up to this second phase of resting in emptiness or no thing. So just can you expand your awareness a little bit to space, the space around the object, so that the thing itself is not even the center of your perception anymore. Kind of letting go of looking at it, just opening to space, maybe even visually. And then I want to invite us to play with toggling between relative and ultimate truth, and perhaps integrating or experiencing both at the same time. So the relative truth is the object, the experience of the object, and the ultimate truth is emptiness, luminosity, vastness. Is it possible to be very clear and specifically perceptually engaged and still aware of vastness? So again, noticing if we check out completely of this examination and just come back to the object as your center of mindfulness. And also noticing if there's a sense of fixation, holding on in any way. Mind checks out, just come back to the object, toggling back and forth between specifically beholding it and experiencing openness. And we can start to let this investigation go, let our practice go, just relax and rest. As we close, we can just take a moment to acknowledge the merit of our efforts, in studying and practicing tonight, that there was effort involved to show up. And to return to this basic aspiration of compassion, that merit, that effort may be of benefit to ourselves, to other beings, and yes, to all beings. But if there's any specific being or groups of beings that you'd like to dedicate the merit of your practice to, and have that sense of the fruits of your efforts going to them and going to yourself as well.
Thank you so much, Ethan, and thank you all for another great evening. Mm-hmm.